Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's also a pleasure to have Tanya Russell, who is a revered, board-certified, positive psychology coach and ICF member with a master's degree in positive psychology. Unlike therapy, centered on delving into past traumas or mental health concerns, positive psychology coaching is focused on what's right with us. She helps clients recognize and appreciate the best parts of who they are and the processes that lead us to optimal human flourishing and a well-lived life. Tanya has dedicated herself to supporting female entrepreneurs or women navigating the challenges of corporate America by offering a supportive, personalized approach, an empowering environment. She is wholeheartedly committed to catalyzing positive transformational change by helping her clients overcome sabotaging behaviors, achieving blocking thinking, as well as compromised self-confidence. Tanya integrates mindfulness into her coaching, enabling her clients to benefit from a growth mindset, self-awareness, and to grow. She also uses highly effective strategies like the strength-based model, the Values in Action Survey of Character Strength, and that helps her clients discover their strengths with remarkable results. Tanya wants to clarify that positive psychology is not about thinking positive, because we do experience negative emotions, failures, problems, and challenges in our lives that need our attention. It is never dependent on the medical model, but rather about resiliency, autonomy, as well as in our control as far as what is in our control and our mindset and what tools are available to help us function at our very best. That's the best way to do it. It really is. And having resiliency is very important in life. Tanya encourages individuals to seek out coaching as a path to discovery. You know, self-awareness and self-discovery are incredible. And when you put those two things together and then you have that growth mindset, it opens up a whole new way of looking at life. And if you're stuck, if you're challenged, you just don't feel like life is doing what you want it to do for you, there are ways to have somebody like Tanya work with you. She doesn't do the work for you. She gives you the tools you need and the guidance so you can do the work, because it's better when we do the work for ourselves. It's amazing what she does. Comes to us from Georgia, Tanya Russell of Talk to Tanya, which is about what we're going to do right now. Tanya, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's wonderful being here.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours, Tanya, and so excited to have you here. It's great work that you do, and I'd like to know, maybe we can rewind a little bit and just talk about sort of the trajectory that you've been on in your own life, in your own journey, and some of the things that pointed you in the direction of doing this work, inspired you to want to get into this field of endeavor, helping people, guiding people, inspiring people in the way that you do so beautifully.
Well, it actually started, I've always had a fascination with psychology in general and human behavior. I decided to go to graduate school to study mental health counseling because of the desire to help people to thrive and be their best self. But I found when I went to graduate school to study mental health counseling, and we started to learn about how to diagnose clients using the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders, the DSM-5, I actually felt a bit despondent because I felt a sense that certain common human conditions such as sadness was labeled depression. And even when you think about it, sadness, depression, it has a different energy and weight to it, right? As well as nervousness labeled anxiety. And I felt that was very disempowering and a little frustrating for me, because my core belief is that we all have the inner will to overcome many of the human emotions that we will face in our lifetimes. But I do want to be very clear that there are many who are debilitated by mental health disorders. I have some members of my family that struggle from bipolar, so I don't want to get it wrong that there's not a place for clinical psychology. They've done tremendous work in helping people who are suffering. But there's another side to it. When you look at recent studies by Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, for example, that found that Americans are overdiagnosed and overtreated with depression by staggering numbers, and many other findings show the same for anxiety and other mental health disorders. For me, that brought cause for concern and a need for other interventions. So with that said, I wanted to find a pathway that was more hopeful, that was more empowering, that built resilience, and I found that when I discovered positive psychology and coaching psychology. It's goal-driven, it's forward-moving, it allows people to find and discover their inner strength, it builds confidence, and you can probably tell by the energy that I'm exuding right now, it really brings life to people, and that's what I loved about it. So as soon as I learned about positive psychology and coaching psychology, I knew that it was a perfect fit for me and what I wanted to do and how I wanted to show up to help people be the best versions of themselves.
Very important work that you're doing, extraordinary. Positive psychology coach mentioned that, and it's interesting because it isn't just thinking positively. Tell us about your work as a positive psychology coach and how it may even be different. There may be some elements that sort of mimic each other, but there's a difference between being a positive psychology coach and a life coach.
Absolutely. So I'm glad you asked that question because I find a lot of people don't really know what positive psychology is or a positive psychology coach. I'm finding it a bit challenging at times when I'm marketing because I'm like, do people even know what this is? So thank you for asking that question. So positive psychology coach, we integrate both the science of positive psychology and coaching psychology into practice. Now, positive psychology on its own, it's actually a scientific study of the conditions and the processes that actually lead to optimal human functioning. It's primarily based around the things that are needed for us to be at our best, and it focuses more on what's right with us as opposed to what's wrong with us. So traditional psychology, it comes from a more deficit model. I would say positive psychology is more of a flourishing model. So in essence, it's the science about the elements that leads to us being at our best. On the other hand, we have the coaching psychology, and that grounded in psychological theories and approaches. But as a positive psychology coach, what I do, I integrate many of the models that are found within the behavioral sciences, but apply them within the coaching context because as a coach, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this or not, but we work with non-clinical clients. So many of these models are used within the coaching context, not within a clinical context. Stephen Palmer, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. He's a really great researcher. He's a positive psychologist and coaching psychologist, and he gives a really great definition as to what a positive psychology coach is. And he describes it as evidence-based coaching informed by theories and research of positive psychology for the enhancement of resilience, achievement, and well-being. And I like to use that as an example because it really sums it up. When I think about the clients that I work with, you know, we're working on building that inner resilience. We're working on achieving their goals, whether it's a personal goal or a professional goal. And ultimately, we're working on improving that well-being. How do you feel a little bit more meaningful in your life? How do you get a little bit more happiness in your life? So that kind of sums it up in a nutshell as to what positive psychology coaching is.
That's incredible. Thanks for breaking that out for us. You work specifically with women, and I'm sure you enjoy that process.
I do. That actually happened a bit organically. I actually started a company, I think. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah. So I started out working with young girls. It was a program I developed called Girls with Gusto, and it was teen and preteen girls to help them build their self-esteem and their self-confidence. I think that really came from me. When I was younger, I didn't feel like I had that strong, solid self-confidence, and I wanted to bestow that on other young girls, right, to get that winning self-confidence. But when I decided to go back to school to study positive psychology, I shifted to working with women with the idea that, hey, if I could work on helping these women develop certain skills and tools that they could pass it down to their offsprings, and then we all win, right? The trickle-down effect.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I started working with women. Mm-hmm. I do have some male clients too. Most of them come in by referral, but primarily I work with women.
You know, this is so true. We've heard this before, but sometimes it seems like it's easier said than done. Why is it important not to dwell in sadness and grief, anger, and other negative emotions? I know they've talked about the physical effects that it certainly has, mind, body, and spirit, when you're dwelling in those various things. Sometimes life comes at you in a multitude of ways when you're just recovering from one thing and then something else hits you. And sometimes people can feel very stuck, trapped, and lost to where they can't get beyond the negative, the sadness, the loss, the nobody cares about me kind of thing. Tell us about working with folks dealing with those things and why it's important to work through those things and try to get beyond them.
Yeah, it's very important. You know what, I would say dwelling on negative emotions often leads us down a path, an unhealthy path, that will diminish our quality of life. But it's important for me not to minimize suffering, because the feelings felt are real and often extremely painful. I've been there before. I'm sure you've been there before. It's difficult. So it's not always easy. But I know that dwelling or ruminating on suffering only creates more suffering. It contributes to poor mental health. It affects our physical health. It places undue strain on relationships and many other negative outcomes. And especially if you're trying to achieve a goal, it reduces motivation towards goal achievement. Now, when my clients are experiencing anger or frustration, for example, one of the models that I incorporate is acceptance and commitment coaching. And this derives from Now, one of the key concepts is allowing emotions to be felt without attaching to it or being fused with it, but yet moving forward towards a valued goal or an action or behaviors that are innately important to you. But it's not about pushing the emotion away with what we call experimental avoidance, but it's more about learning how to live with what it means to be human, yet leaving space to be intentional to act on purpose. So when I'm working with clients, what I would do is help them to figure out what behaviors they want to focus on and the outcomes that they want to achieve based on what's important to them, but keeping in mind that we're not trying to push away these emotions or feelings. We're allowing them to be what they are, but yet move in towards behaviors and actions that will give us meaning, purpose in life, even though we're faced with challenges.
Which is so important. Exactly. The challenges will always come along. It's how we deal with them and work through them, and reaching out for help is one of the greatest investments you can make in yourself, right? I always say, with all these ways you can invest in things, one of the best investments on the planet is in yourself.
Absolutely.
And reaching out
is not
a sign of weakness. Some people look at reaching out like they were raising their hands in class when they had a question for the teacher, like it's a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. It's actually a sign of strength to be able to do that.
It really is. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think because of the stigma behind mental health, it's gotten a whole lot better now, thank goodness. But we are here to help when we're going through hard times. And there are professionals out there that are there, that are trained, that will help you to move past where you are to where you want to be. So absolutely reaching out for help is vital when you're dealing with trials and tribulations throughout life.
Right, exactly, which is so important. Mindset is important too, right? Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Mindset is actually crucial to anyone that's trying to accomplish anything, you know, big or small, personal or professional. But what I want to focus on is the importance of having self-belief, which is an element of having a great mindset, a growth mindset. Self-belief, in my opinion, is one of the greatest skills that we can develop in order to accomplish any goal. For one, it enables us to push through when things aren't working out the way we would like them to, and I'm sure you understand that. That's just life.
Yeah.
My son, I have an 18-year-old son in college right now, and he just thinks his plans are going to work out exactly as he states them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's just not how things work. So, you know, having a mindset of self-belief will enable us to work through those times that when they're not working out for us, and stay consistent in purpose. Unfortunately, we are in interesting times in the era of social media that's highly influential and can have a negative impact on our self-belief. And it's so easy to let outside forces creep in, probably a lot easier than we think. That's why it's mm-hmm. so important for us to mind our minds, as I like to say. Jim Rohn, he's a motivational speaker that I listen to a lot. And he noted that our default habits tend to gravitate towards negativity. And for this reason, I believe we must engage in daily self-reflection reminders of who we are at our core, and also having a deep understanding of our authentic strengths, talents, abilities, and learn on embracing them, learn how to embrace them, excuse me, on a regular basis. It's so important to have that core understanding. Serena Williams also, you know, she put it nicely when she stated that it's not about having situational self-belief, but having self-belief at your core. It's the embedded belief about yourself and who you are and how you want to show up in this lifetime. We also have our inner critic, I'm sure you're familiar with as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can be loud and throw us off from time to time. But having a mindset of unwavering self-belief can ward off that negative self-talk that often leads us down, for example, imposter syndrome, or contributes to procrastination tendencies and other limiting beliefs. So being willing to grow and develop our self-belief is a mindset that absolutely should be embraced if we want to have good quality of life and some level of success based on what success, how you define success for yourself.
Which is incredibly important. It is, being that our world is especially high stress, do you think positive psychology coaching can help one see things in a better perspective instead of always negative?
Absolutely, 100%. I would have to say, for sure.
I think that's a yes.
That's absolutely Y-E-S, yes, and neon flashing light. But the science of positive psychology, you know, itself is about learning how to shift perspective. I would say just about all of positive psychology interventions are about shifting perspectives to ones that are favorable for growth and flourishing. Gratitude, for example, is an integral part of positive psychology that has been proven to be an antidote to stress. The simple act, I know it sounds simple, like gratitude, yeah, the simple act of generating a gratitude list, and this list could be about people that you're grateful for, events or things or anything that you are thankful for and grateful for, has actually been proven to enhance life satisfaction. It helps us cope with stress. It actually decreases depression and builds optimism, which is where we want to be. In fact, gratitude journaling is something that I do. I've gotten to the habit of doing every morning and every night, and it's been extremely helpful. Like, there are days when I might miss a gratitude journal or meditation session in the morning, and my days don't go as smoothly as they would otherwise, where my days might seem a lot more rest, or if it's one of those days where things aren't working out, I might be a little bit more on edge than I would if I did take that time out to journal and meditate in the morning. So that's one thing that to consider is gratitude journaling and how gratitude can help us with stress. Another positive psychology intervention that can be helpful is mindfulness training. I know you mentioned that in the introduction that I incorporate mindfulness in my practice. And mindfulness is actually the ability to take a step back, being open and aware of our emotions and mental processes. It involves being present, which I know is difficult sometimes. We live in crazy times and things just happen, but it's the ability to just be still for a moment, observing what's going on without judgment. And this simple act can actually calm the nervous system and repair negative moods. It can also increase a more positive outlook on life in general. So absolutely, yes, once again, that positive psychology can help people manage their stress better and also have a different and a better perspective on life overall.
What are some tools and techniques you use in your coaching?
Okay. There's quite a bit of tools, and of course, it depends on the client, what the client is looking for, what they're trying to achieve. So coaching is a process, and while we use some of the things that can be found in regular coaching, like open-ended questions, tracking the client's energy, reframing, and creating a structure for accountability, there are some other tools that I incorporate being a positive psychology coach, and one of them is using the values and action surveys, which we call the VIA. And this highlights positive aspects of our personality. It's well-researched, and it's a classification of our strengths. There are 24 strengths that have been discovered to be influential in giving us meaning, purpose in life, and that has been proven to help us find success, joy, and happiness. And what we'll do with my clients, we'll go through the list. They have the top five. Their top five represent our signature strengths, and then we have lesser strengths. And our clients will look at, say, the lesser strengths and say, you know what, I want to be more brave, or I want to work on being more courageous. And we'll strategize to figure out how we could help them to be more brave or more courageous, while at the same time honoring our signature strengths. And these are the best parts of who we are. They kind of give us life. They make us excited about participating in life and work, and we incorporate that as well to help them to be the best versions of themselves. I also use the strength profile. The strength profile is more about performance strengths and skills and how to develop them. There are standard tools that most coaches use, such as the GROW model or SMART goals. That's very helpful. The GROW model stands for the goal that you're trying to achieve, the current reality, the options that are available, and the way forward. SMART goals is really about making sure the goals are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and within a certain time frame. Now, on the coaching psychology side of things, the models that I use primarily address unhelpful cognition. So these are when we start talking about self-sabotaging behaviors or thoughts. I use like the ABCDEF model, for example, which is a great one, and the practice model. That's another one that I use as well to help with unhelpful cognitions. Positive psychology interventions, I mentioned some of it earlier, the intentional use of character strengths. Mindfulness is another positive psychology intervention. Journaling, specifically gratitude journaling. And there's a bunch of other ones out there as well. So what I do is when I'm working with my clients based on their needs and their goals, I just kind of find the ones that I feel would work best for them and use that as a way to help them to move forward in their objectives.
And the objective can change, too. It can morph. It can be tweaked, which is what life's all about. There's a lot of different tools and techniques you use that might be even different than what other coaches use, and just a different perspective. From your perspective, what are some of the things that distinguish you from others out there that may do similar work?
Okay. I would say, for one, there aren't that many positive psychology coaches out there, so that's one clear distinction. I stay committed to learning and understanding the latest in research, always with my clients in mind so I can be the best for them. It's so important for me to make sure that I'm up on the latest, that they get the best out of the time that they spend with me. This is a very unique, distinguishes me from other coaches, is my voice. I get a lot of compliments from my clients about how soothing and calming my voice is, and I've learned to embrace that in my coaching session. Not that I can turn it on or off, because it is what it is, but I've learned to really embrace it, because they share that it makes them feel safe, it's calming, and it makes them feel not judged while we're working together, because sometimes things come up that might be a little more personal, things they probably never expected to share, but I absolutely hold space for whatever comes up in our session. Another thing that I would say that would distinguish me is that I'm very intuitive and I catch myself off guard a lot, but it's very helpful in the coaching session, because I tend to ask very inquisitive, deep questions that give my clients room to pause and really think about what's being asked, and they find a lot of wealth in those deep, reflective questions that actually gives them more clarity in different areas of their lives. So I think those would be some of the key differences that distinguishes me from other coaches.
Which is great, and I'm sure there's many, many more, but we'd have to have you back to expand on those.
I know, right?
yeah. And, you know, coach is a coach too, which people might find surprising. You know, you're always finding ways to enhance the work that's done and the understanding perspective. Would you say all of us could use coaching in our lives? And if so, how do the coaching packages work? We've probably got about maybe a minute and a half or so left.
Okay. Yeah, so absolutely. Everyone can use a coach. Atul Gawande says it best when he says, if you want to be great at something, get a coach. So I agree with that sentiment 100%. Coaching helps to bring out the best in who we are, not only for career, but for all aspects of our life, for fulfillment, to having a more engaged life. And I think that's what we all want at the end of the day, is to have a life that's well-lived and that's fulfilling. And coaching provides that professional space for personal development, for goal clarity, for support to stay consistent on our targets, and just becoming a better person in general. And you mentioned about my coaching packages. I encourage my clients to commit to at least 8 sessions, understanding that change takes time. It's a process. So I do encourage my potential clients to commit to 8 sessions. And trust me, they go long beyond the 8 sessions because they see how helpful it is leading them towards their goals.
Which is incredibly important. It really is. It's great work that you're doing, Tanya, and hopefully we'll get a chance to expand some more. I want to let folks know she's a certified positive psychology coach, ICF member, and master's degree in positive psychology. She lives this, breathes this, and helps people in so many incredible ways that we've outlined snippets of here on this episode of Post Up Radio Live. You can go to talktotanya.net to learn more. That's talk, T-A-L-K, to, that's T-O, and then Tanya, T-A-N-I-A.net. Tanya, this was terrific. Hopefully you get a chance to connect again and expand more and maybe hear testimonials and things of that nature. Great. Great episode. Always goes by in a New York minute at the time, but hopefully we'll regather. That would be a pleasure. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you today, Tanya.
I most certainly did. Thank you. And there is so much more that I would love to share. So maybe we should do a part 2 sometime soon.
That sounds good. It's always great to talk to Tanya.
Awesome.
You enjoy the rest of your day, Tanya, and a real pleasure. Jim Masters, thanking you for your time as well on Close Up Radio Live. Appreciate you being here. And stay tuned. I'll be back in 30 minutes with another incredible guest from around the world as well here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.